Bill DeYoung here with another episode of Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. Joining me today in the old studio is Bobby Rossi, who is Executive Vice President of Entertainment for not only Ruth Eckert Hall, but the Bay Care Sound and the Capitol Theater and other venues, which we will get to. But I am proud to say hello to you, sir.
How are you doing today? Great to be here.
I'm doing great. We're here ostensibly because the sound is a year old, the Bay Care Sound. Still kind of getting used to saying that.
We all are.
But I did want to, like, blow a trumpet at the beginning and say that, you know, because I work on my side of this industry, that a lot of us understand that Ruth Eckert Hall and the various venues that you book, if you will, far and away the most interesting and varied and busy halls in the Bay Area, certainly in Pinellas County, that goes without saying, but also for Hillsborough too. Why do you keep it busy over there so much?
It's just in our blood, you know. I was weaned with the great John Stoll and John Valentino down at Phantasma Productions,
right,
for 8 years prior to coming over to Ruth Eckert, and I started my 28th year, I think, in January.
Wow.
So we were grinders. It was, you know, back in those days, it was not so much to wait for the Rolling Stones dates that you might get or an Eagles show at a stadium, mm-hmm, but it was more like, let's do 7 dates with Kenny G. Let's do 8 dates with Harry Connick. Let's go do all the Boston dates. And it was really a mindset that was ingrained in us that, you know, you go out there and hang out for a week and a half with the guys from Styx, they're going to know you a lot better than you will be doing one show in a stadium.
And you survive those days, though, you know. The John and John years.
Yeah.
You know, and you're hanging out with the guys with Styx, and most of them are still with us, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love them. But, no, that was sort of, that's the only way I kind of know how to do things. And coming over to the hall back in 96 was part of the impetus was that we, you know, at Phantasma, I was over here all the time doing shows. Tampa Theater, Sundome, Bayfront Center, everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
But very rarely at Ruth Eckert. Mm-hmm. So their mindset was like kind of summer's off, you know, a very, that was their model.
Very,
you know,
sleepy. Yeah.
So, but uh-huh, I knew the demand for entertainment was massive in Tampa Bay.
Right.
Because like I said, we were over here all the time.
Yeah.
So just a matter of when I accepted the gig, you know, I said, you got to give me control of the calendar, you know, not from the literal sense, but just to say, these bands that you want to bring in, these artists that you want that you're not getting, they need a little time. You can't just say, I've got one day open 4 months from now on a Tuesday, you know, because routing doesn't work that way.
Right.
You got to keep the calendar pretty clear. So you may have to give up some things that were your pride and joy or bread and butter for so many years, but is it really worth holding on to those dates? Is this the audience you want to develop, maintain? So it was a matter of balancing the schedule, keeping the traditional events that were at Ruth Eckert, the Tony Bennett's and the Frankie Valli's and Paul Anka's and the holiday events.
Johnny Mathis, yeah,
still
right,
around, great guy.
Yeah.
And the seasonal events, mm-hmm, and then still figuring a way to know that we have this contemporary music and comedy that is bubbling, especially as we looked at what was going on to the north of the hall, the Pasco Pinellas line, and now there's like 50,000 new homes since I started, something crazy. That's their first stop, you know, and so, you know, it's just a matter of saying, you know, we gotta be grinders, and we gotta know that nobody's gonna be knocking on the door to say, you know, I'm dying to play there. Because
did it take a long time to put this together? I mean, was it a few years before they started, the booking agents started coming back to you and saying?
Thankfully, you know, I had a relationship with a lot of them, and it was a matter of trust then. And it was a matter of like JV and John saying, hey, look, we'll help you out. We're gonna bring some shows in.
Yeah.
So that first year it was, the Jackson Browns. And a lot of, at that time it was also good because many of the arena artists were starting to play theaters.
Right.
Which was, so the timing was right for these artists, the Henleys and the Jackson Browns and Bonnie Raitt's, to say, we're going to play theaters, maybe multiple night, maybe one night, but their arena business maybe was, you know, sorting to, you know, not being the numbers that they used to do or whatever. But so that was good for us as well. But it was the first year, I think I did 4 shows in the summer of 96, which before that they did no shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a matter, I remember we bringing in some artists and saying, you know, this is a really cool place. Why haven't we seen this before? You know, and then at the same time, you know, you had the members from Ruth Eckert signing up new members and saying, well, you better be consistent with this. Don't just, we're going to sign up, but you better keep them coming.
Oh yeah.
You
know, yeah.
The newer members. So it was kind of an ongoing thing for a couple of years, but along the way we were constantly, you know, hopefully getting with managers and saying, well, who else would you like, you know, can we bring in? Who else can we develop here? And So that's really kind of the way it happened. So it was, the 96, 97, 98. And then, of course, the big one was getting Van Morrison for four nights.
Yeah.
And that really turned heads. At that time, again, pre-social media, all over the world, people were coming in to Clearwater for that for four nights. And it really kind of set the bar after that point.
Was the Capitol Theater, I don't know, tell me when that came online for you guys and what sure. niche did that fill?
Well, we found ourselves, again, in the John and John model that the idea was always, if an agent's calling with a show and you think it could really work and you've got one venue and you're booked, don't turn it away. Find some place to put it. They're entrusting in you with the phone call.
Oh yeah.
And they're saying, "Look, we know you know how to promote shows." That's when we started, renting Tampa Theater, the Palladium.
Right.
We do shows in River Pasco County.
Right. REH on the road.
REH on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So anywhere, outdoor events, we started doing Taste of Pinellas, we started doing Festival States, we started doing things down here in St. Pete, just to keep relationships with the artist and then taking care of some of their babies. So as it turned out, obviously Tampa Theater stays really busy, Palladium stays really busy. Mm-hmm. So when the Capitol came around, we had, really high hopes for that 10 years ago, 12 years ago, mm-hmm. before we renovated. To say that we can, I don't remember, forget, Bonnie Raitt was backstage one day. I don't know if you've been backstage at Ruth Eckert, we keep all the posters up of all our shows that are upcoming. Basically, everything's back there. It's really awesome with catering, production, artist dressing rooms. But in the hallway, we have the upcoming posters of shows that are coming up. And she came walking out of catering, and on the wall, she sees a lot of the stuff playing Ruth Eckert. But she also saw posters of Mark Cohn, Arlo Guthrie, Carla Bonoff.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Where is this Capitol Theater?" And I said, "It's our little baby theater downtown. It's about 8 miles from here. It's 700 seats." She goes, "This is phenomenal." She says, "These are all my friends. And they want to do more than just open for other people.
Sure.
They don't want to play nightclubs anymore."
Yeah.
So to have a proper venue that, as a chameleon that can be, in our minds, a club one night, it could be a proper theater one night, And she said, "This is really astounding, and it's all under the blanket of the hall." So she said, "This is really great." So it was kind of a good nod to know that we were on the right track for all those kind of acoustic and up-and-coming and comedians and artists.
I've been to quite a few shows. Yeah. I've been more shows at the Capitol than I have to the main hall.
Yep.
I went to see Al Stewart. I went to see Rodney Crowell, who's a friend of mine.
Yep.
I went to see Crosby there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
And Graham's
stuff.
There.
So yeah, Graham was just there.
So it's become kind of a really a cool place for the Americana, hippie, cool, acoustic.
That's me all over.
Yeah. Bro. So, and a lot of them like doing multiple nights. They're like, "Hey, look, if Ruth Eckert's only open on a Monday, let's just go. We'll just do a Monday, Tuesday down there. Monday, Tuesday, maybe three nights, two nights."
And it works.
And it works because it becomes an event then, as opposed to we're at a Monday night at Ruth Eckert and we might do 1,000 people.
Yeah.
But down there, you sell out two Capitols, it becomes an event. People love seeing sold out on a marquee. They want to be part of that. That's a great night out, instead of being, "Oh, what a pity." It's all, so it's kind of a great option. And certainly now with the Bay Care Sound, it's even, it's even more.
Capital is what?
725. And we've done, we can do GA to make it 800.
Oh,
if some artists want to do a GA pit, we had the Mavericks down there for a couple of years and they like to have that.
Oh yeah.
Ace Frehley, I remember, wanted to do it. I think Lake Street Dive might've had it, so we can take the first 12 rows out in the center and make it standing room.
I'm going to throw one at you. Just popped into my head. My wife and I are going to St. Augustine to the amphitheater to see Crowded House at the end of August.
Yes.
Never been to this part of Florida. We went to North Carolina, went to Durham to see him last year. Big fan of Neil Finn's.
Sure.
Was that ever presented to you? They won't do well here. You couldn't get
a
date?
No, totally. Could. Yeah, they weren't going to come this far south. We do have them on the calendar.
Oh.
We do have them on the list for 25.
I've always wondered how these things work.
Yeah. St. Augustine Amphitheater was a big impetus for us to build the Sound.
Yes.
It was kind of
you told me that.
It was kind of our sister property. Not that it's ours, but we call them the sister in the woods and we're the brother by the water. But a lot of the shows that were designed in that sweet spot of 3,000 to 5,000, which was, again, the one of the main reasons that the Sound was a needed venue in this market, because certainly artists were skipping over because they didn't want to play a cut down at an arena or too small at, say, the hall, and didn't have two nights to get to the men of, economically to make it work. So this provided this boutique amphitheater, and especially with the look of, being on the waterfront. It's not just on the side of the road. This is really well thought out, aesthetically beautiful.
It
could
is.
Be the one of the most beautiful ones in the country.
It is. You talk about the sweet spot, though. You're talking about, okay, I got a show that's maybe too big for Ruth Eckert Hall. 2,200 seats. Right. Certainly, the Capitol's not going to work.
Right.
So, and what is it? 9,000 in total.
That's... It can be totally nine, right? Or it can be as low as a couple thousand if you have the, you know, certainly one of the shows that we were really excited about because we felt that he'd kind of hit a wall with the clubs, and no disrespect to Janus, it's an amazing venue. And but I think Michael Franti and Spearhead was kind of bursting at the seams there. And he also wanted, he loves playing outdoors.
Yeah.
He loves playing, the hotter the better, he says, you know, as far as weather goes.
Somehow that makes sense to me.
And we wound up doing, you know, like over 3,000 people. So clearly that's one that worked with, hey, let's get him in a different setting where we can have a combination of reserved and general admission. The Bay Care Sound is eight different configurations right now that we have presented to the city.
So you have reserved and general admission.
We can do totally general admission, half and half, 25%. Lawn only, not lawn.
Is that a nice luxury? I mean, you can't really do that at Ruth, can you?
No, we can just really work with the pit there. Same with the Capitol. We can do, you know, reserved and then do the standing pit. But this also enables you to forgetting about capacities and quantity expectations, it's the vibe expectation. Some of the artists flat out have said, we want to play standing room venues only. We want to play GA rooms only. So regardless of whether it's 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, it's the setting they want. And that's where the difference is. So now they're not skipping over the market. I think 37 events in year one. Mm-hmm. Eight of the shows were the only Florida play. And that's something that's wonderful for, you know, the heads in beds and the destination people coming in. And that's something that you hope happens, you know, all the time. So when you know, it might be a case where it's a market they want to play. It might be a case where availability is the thing, but.
This photograph, I'm looking at this photograph from Polestar. You know, the Bay Care Sound is just a year old, and this Polestar thing for 23-24 voted it number four amphitheater nationwide and number nine amphitheater worldwide. That's pretty great. It's just a year old. And I'm looking at this photograph with Clearwater Bay. That's an actual photograph.
Correct. It's a drone shot.
Some kind of Photoshop deal.
No.
That's incredible. No. So first year, a success.
Yeah, I mean, you think about any business that you go into, whether it's a restaurant or a nightclub or anything, and that's actually only our first 10 months of business when the chart finished. But
really? Okay.
It's not even a full year. But to come into a very competitive marketplace, very competitive business period, and you come out there and you're doing shows. We had shows in 11 months. We used 1 month for kind of a reboot.
Yeah.
To look at, we actually used August of last year where we said, okay, we had all the shows in July. Let's see what we need. Let's see what needs to be done.
What did you change?
Well, we got to see where the people were kind of maybe getting areas where there was congestion. We realized we needed so many of the tours were not bringing full production, which is something that's changed and is continuing to change based on economics since COVID.
Sure.
They're not taking that truck out with equipment on it. They're leaving that extra bus home. It's payroll, salaries, per diems, hotel beds, hotel rooms. So they're relying on the promoters now to provide all that. So we wound up renting systems for 30 nights last year, which essentially we could buy whatever we needed. So that's where we realized we want our own video screens, our own video wall. We want our own sound and lighting, our own barricade, our own, you know, things of that nature that will make the patron experience better. But at the same time, we're actually making the economy of the shows easier now to get access to the sound, because if we own everything, we're not having to rent it. We can pass that savings on to renters and so on. So it's a win-win. But it was really just kind of assessing after a crazy July, you know, where are the lines forming? Do we need extra food areas? Do we need extra bars? Are the ticket lines for will call getting crazy? You know, we're paperless out there, which is a new thing for us as well.
Oh,
so it was, again, learning about scanning and getting people in to avoid lines. Lines are the cancer of our industry. Will call lines, security lines at bars, you know. So this is the concerts are the way to escape all that. So you don't want to come into line. So we used all that to hire more staffing, proper staffing. We got our own ticket office now out there, and just kind of you know, that was month two. So then we rolled into September on, and it was you know, all systems go. So, but we're still learning even now, because like I said, we will present the video screens and video wall at the start of the shows in end of July. And we have our lighting rig being installed next week, and that'll be up there, and it's weatherproof because it's out there in the elements of the salt from the water.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from the being in the air.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have to take it down. We can leave it up the whole time, and it's done to be state of the art to where, you know, 9 out of 10 artists are going to say, I'll use it, you know, and then now we're working on our permanent sound rig. So
you've got, what is it, 10 shows in 4 days or something? The celebration, can we talk about that?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah. Have you got them in front of you? Because my list is, I can't even read my handwriting, but
I think I gave you, where's it? Take one of those little brochures there and open up.
Got a brochure here, folks.
And you can open up to the
Well, I had an interview with Lindsay Sterling just about 3 hours ago.
Oh, cool.
I just spoke with her. She's fabulous. She was, she's funny and, you know, I learned so much. And, you know, that's an interesting. Let's talk about Lindsay, who is the first show on July 31st.
She'll kick off the 9 shows in 12 days from July 31 to August 11.
This is a great sort of microcosm of the sorts of things that I wonder about. Like, you know, she's never had a hit record. She's an actual viral sensation. Yes. Absolutely, you know, 60 zillion YouTube views or whatever it is. And she's totally unique as an artist. How did you know that she would work in the Bay Care sound?
Well, we know from the past that when she does her summer tour, she typically likes to play sort of these outdoor boutiques. Last time she was at Ruth Eckerd, we obviously didn't have one in the market.
Yeah.
We sold out so quickly at Ruth Eckerd, turned a lot of people away. She didn't have room to do 2 nights. So in our minds, it was like, this is going to be natural.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I mean, there it is. So when we were speaking with her last time, we said, next time you come back, we're going to have, and by then we had some renderings.
Oh, yeah.
And for her holiday tour, she likes the tendency to be indoors because a lot of times it's in the winter in a lot of the markets. So she plays theaters more and arenas in the winter. But the summer tour, she likes being outside. So it was a natural fit. So it kind of laid into where we wanted to present this week of a bunch of different genres and also to provide some free concerts for the public to come that may not have seen the sound or maybe love the sound, come out a couple of times over the 2 weeks, and then we even have a $10 low-dose show on the last night with the Classic Albums Live production out of Canada. Sergeant Pepper's on stage with 35-piece Rock Symphony.
I saw them years ago in Savannah a couple of times, and that's probably their best show right there.
Well, absolutely, it's like 14 on stage plus the symphony.
Yeah.
And for $10, you can get there and sit and enjoy. And so we can go over the whole lineup, and then we've got
let's talk about August 1st because I mean I it's free and I would go just to watch Jaws on a big screen. It doesn't take much for me. It's a Buffett celebration, so it's Bluffett. It's a Buffett tribute band.
Right.
So it's a big festive thing.
Right. It's called FinFest, and that's absolutely free, and it's on August the 1st.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off with 2 hours of Bluffett. They're out of the Midwest and coming in. They're one of the premier Buffett tributes out there. And then we're going to wait till it gets a little dark, and then we're going to show a free screening of Jaws on our brand-new video system.
Yeah, that's right.
And then also every night during the celebration stretch, we're going to be like a baseball team. We're going to give away free premium items every night to the first 200 to 500.
Wow.
And every night differs with the swag you get. So on Lindsay Sterling, your promo item are going to be these really cool, clear, they're called iridescent crossbody bags. And they're kind of the clear bag, kind of a clear purse that you kind of can walk. When you go into like stadiums or arenas or football or whatever, this is the proper size bag that you're allowed in to have your stuff.
This is swag, folks.
Yes.
Are you listening?
So the first 250 at that show. And again, Lindsay Sterling's already doubled her count that she did at Ruth Eckerd. So,
wow.
Again, so this we're seeing that this.
I can see it coming.
And then on FinFest, the first 500 fans get actually get beach towels. And these are Bay Care Sound beach towels. So if you get there early, which I suggest you will because it's free anyway, but be one of the first 500 and you'll get a beach towel. And then we go into the next night, July 10, is Blue October, Switchfoot, and Matt Nathanson.
Yep.
Triple header. And the first 250 fans that night receive a cooling towel. And then of course, we have Dirty Heads and Slightly Stupid on Thursday. And that's the first 250 fans receive the cool headband, which you got over here.
Dirty Head, Slightly Stupid, I'm seeing August 3rd.
Correct.
Which is
it's a misprint on this one, right?
Yeah, oh.
That's Saturday the 3rd. I say the 11th, my error.
Yes, yeah, Saturday the 3rd.
Saturday the 3rd, and that one could be our new record breaker based on the way things are pacing. So we've had very close with Chicago last year and with...
So what's the gift on that, the Dirty Head, Slightly Stupid gift?
That's going to be the headband you got right there in front of you, the pink Terry
headband. He brought me a pink headband, folks. Yeah, because he knew I was slightly stupid. Straight No Chaser is in August 4th. Is that, that's like an a cappella group?
Correct, but they're doing a whole Yacht Rock theme this year. That's the reason for being outside with NSYNC's Kirk Kirkpatrick and O-Town. So it's a whole Yacht Rock day, kind of a Buffett-y, you know, cool. Yacht Rock day too. So that one will be on Sunday the 4th, and that one has the reversible bucket hat, which you also have.
Really I do. Cool. I do, folks. So, I got to report this to the IRS, you know.
Yes, yeah. So those are free, so there's not really a gift.
Here comes UB40.
And then UB40, English Beat Maxi Priest, yeah, on August the 8th. And this is really cool. The first 250 fans are going to receive a Tervis red wine tumbler. So the Tervis tumbler, actual, so
wow,
that in itself is probably, you know, almost the same price as a ticket. So be there on
August 8th?
On the 8th.
And here comes Stormbringer. What a great band.
Yeah, so part of also we want to do two events totally free. So
right,
we've been working with the Stormbringer guys on really commemorating the 30th, and it wound up, it was going to be the Capitol. We talked about Ruth Eckerd, and then we finally figured, let's take this big and make it a big free event and have all your fans from the past 30 years come
that's
out.
And
we
be
added
fun.
The Black Honkies.
And the Honkies, too. That's going to be fun.
So that night is a bunch of swag. First 500 are going to get the sound earplugs. And you'll get a Stormbringer rally towel and a koozie. So you're going to get a bunch of swag that night from both the sound and Stormbringer. First 500.
And that's August 9th.
That's Friday, August 9th.
Now, Slash is cool, but I got to tell you, I'm a huge Larkin Poe fan.
Yes, aren't we all?
Yeah.
So that's a great lineup. So it's
August 10th.
August 10th, Saturday, Slash with Robert Randolph, Larkin Poe, and ZZ Ward.
Yeah.
And that'll be 250 fans. We'll get the cool black sound bandana. And then we wrap it up on the 11th, Sunday, with the Classic Albums Live, Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with the Florida Rock Symphony, $10.
Low dough.
Yep. So, and also on pretty much all of these, if you've been, haven't been out to the sound, we have a really cool two-story VIP area called The View. It's air-conditioned, two-story, private bar, private restroom. There's viewing deck that is stage level on the first level. And the top level is actually a 360 panoramic view of Clearwater, and you can also watch the show from up there. So those are available.
That's very cool. So people can buy into
take
that.
A chill at intermissions. They can some actually wind up watching the whole show from there. It's just such a cool vantage point. So if you haven't been to The View, just check it out online at RuthEckerdHall.com.
Well, so the report card on the Bay Care Sound, obviously, is that it's done very well in its first year.
Yes, yeah, we're ecstatic. I mean, we knew going in that we were going to put 110% out there. We're relying on one of the main reasons I think we won the bid, I think, was because we made it very clear that this is going to be an open venue to all, not only just Ruth Eckerd Hall on the road booking it, but all promoters. So all promoters.
Does that happen?
And that does. Yes, we've had. So far we've worked with 6 different co-promoters.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea is let's get the proper show and the proper setting in this market.
Sure.
And let's make everything, anything we can do in our power to make that possible, to introduce the artist to it. Let's get them in the setting that is proper. If you're a 4,000 to 5,000 act, let's not play someplace too small or too big. This is an $80 million project, including the park.
And you can configure the seating to where if there's 4,000 people, it looks full.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's like Ruth Eckerd. There's no balconies there. So you have 40 rows at Ruth Eckerd. So whether you're doing 1,500 people or 2,200 people, you're literally covering like 36 of the 41 rows.
Yeah.
So it always looks good to the artist. The lawn looks great at 1,000 people or 5,000 people because you spread out and there's movement going on. And even if it's a totally reserved show under the canopy of 4,000, people still like to sit out on the lawn and watch the sunset, wander around through all the vendors, just lay it on the grass. And so it's just kind of like you're not confined to the chair all night. You can always spread out and look around, go to the food court area where we have all the food trucks and go out, look at the waterfront for sunset. So it's really aesthetically gorgeous. We've had a lot of agents here. We've had a lot of managers here. We got a really nice gift after in January when Styx played with 38 Special and Tommy Shaw, and it's a quote we were going to be using forever. And this band, as you know, has been on the road for almost 50 years and played everywhere in the world.
Yep.
And he said, this is the best sounding amphitheater we have ever played.
Oh!
We're trying to figure the best way to embrace that quote backstage, so as more than just like a poster, but maybe as you walk in, it could be a graphic painted up on a wall, so that... That's a pretty good sign of legitimacy there,
I think that when the Bay Care Sound was announced and you started booking shows in there, my first thought was, oh, they're going to take all the really cool stuff out of Ruth Eckert and just put it on that stage. But it's different.
Absolutely, yeah. Because sometimes something, you know, artists come in on a package, or they want to, you know, again, like a Bonnie Raitt, she has a tendency to want to play bigger venues when it's an album year. Mm. And then on the non-album years, you know, like a Vince Gill or Bonnie or whatever, play the Ruth Eckert Theater. She loves the theater. She loves seeing people's eyeballs. Some of the artists, as I've been, you know, we tell people, we've been bursting at the seams with that art. We've been so privileged to have Ringo and Loggins and Willie. Look on their schedule. Look where they're playing the night before, the night after us. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's St. Augustine the night before. I mean, you know, in that week.
Yeah.
And the Hard Rock in Lauderdale, which is 6,000.
Yeah.
And here we are at 2,200. So, I mean, guys, we've been spoiling you for a lot of years. You know, so now we're going to put them in the proper venue.
Yeah.
You know, if it's available and whatever. And certainly, you know, they look at a lot of things. They look at traffic in the market. They look at night of the week. Sometimes they come in with you know, typically when those artists have played Ruth Eckert, there really wasn't a sort of big name support artist. But when you're coming in with 38 Special opening, or you're coming with George Thorogood opening, those are headliners of their own right at Ruth Eckert. You got to take it to the bigger venue, and it gets a different look, you know. So it's good to shake it up once in a while with that, and that's why sometimes we do, or in the past we've done shows at Vinoy, or we've done Valspar, you know, which we book the golf tournament.
Yes,
the country,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, and Goo Goo Dolls came actually twice last year. We had them in opening with OAR, and then we had them back in November to the LPGA Pelican kickoff party night with like 1,000 people. And it's so, aside from, when I say events, that I think we did 37 events this year, that also included our very first high school graduation with Clearwater High. Mm-hmm. It included sort of the kind of private or invite-only type events that are really cool to bring in a national act like the Goo Goo Dolls for the LPGA kickoff. So we have the ability to do those, you know, private, you know, we work with the city on events that they bring in, and we work on, we're working with the Florida Orchestra, probably coming in.
It's a city-owned venue, right? I mean,
correct.
Ruth Eckert Hall doesn't own the venue.
Right. No, we have a 5-year contract with hopefully a 5-year extension, and hopefully if all things go well, and certainly coming out of the shoot with the ranking we just got with the likes of Red Rocks and St. Augustine, you know, everything we sort of promised, we've delivered, and then we're going to deliver more, because the good news is many of the artists already want to repeat, or as they say, a few of them have said, we want to make this our home here now, you know,
well,
which is really a good sign of approval.
It's actually time to wrap up, but I want to remind everybody that you can get tickets to all of these shows and lots of other shows at RuthEckertHall.com.
Correct.
Yeah. There's a whole week's worth of special shows, a couple of free shows, a low price show.
Yeah. If you haven't seen The Sound, we've given you every opportunity. Now come on out, enjoy it. With low dose shows, there's already the 6 existing concerts down there, but we're also going to have some kind of really cool promotions coming up in the next week, which might already be done by the time this airs, but it'll be another way to get into some of the ticketed shows for a really cool price as well. And then also, you know, aside from the Baker Sound being 1 year, this is also the Capitol Theater's 100th year and Ruth Eckert Hall's 40th year.
There you
so
go.
So we're a lot of celebrating.
Wow, that's cyclical, man. That's got some kind of profundity to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so we've, you know, we're going to have about 250 to 300 events with all three, and then, of course, all the on-the-road stuff. So go on the website. Things are changing every day. I think we have 6 on sales today.
Do you ever sleep?
Sure. Sleep very well. Especially after this week in August. I think I'm going to be passed out on the grass after 9 shows in 12 days. But we appreciate the community support and the ranking and all your support over the years. And thank you for interviewing a lot of the artists and scouring to get them to come talk to you, because every little bit helps nowadays.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
And shout out to Katie and to Taylor over there, because they're wonderful. They're always good. And also shout out to my friend Bridge Burke, who works the sound, works shows.
She's shooting pictures. She's bartending. She does everything.
Hey, Bridge, you're the best, man.
Yep.
Bobby Rossi is Executive Vice President for Entertainment at Ruth Eckert Hall, which includes, of course, the Capitol Theater and the Baker Sun, which is a year old. Bobby, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.